philosophers have said that there's a place for everyone and everything in this world. I wish we 15-year-olders could get located.
It's time for Junior Myths, another in the transcribed series of programs based on the delightful characters created by Sally Benson, with Gail Gordon as Harry Graves and starring Barbara Whiting. Junior Miss is 15-year-old Judy Graves. Judy lives with her father and mother and older sister Lois in an apartment house at 36 East 82nd Street in New York City. It's one of those rainy weekends that happen so often during the summer. Breakfast is over and Mr. Graves is in the living room looking out of the window watching it pour as Mrs. Graves enters.
Harry, what are you doing?
I'm looking at the rain, Grace.
Why?
Because it's raining.
Do you always look at the rain when it's raining?
No. I'm just looking at it today.
Why?
Because it's raining.
I wish you wouldn't stand there like that. You look silly staring at the rain.
I'm not silly, but I wanted to play golf today.
Well, why don't you?
Because it's raining.
Oh, this will pass over.
It's been raining since 11 o'clock last night.
Oh, well, and it's bound to stop. My goodness, what's the difference anyway?
Well, I was going to play Bob Hendricks today.
Maybe you're lucky it's raining. He always wins anyhow.
He does not always win. I've beaten him.
When?
When? 2 years ago. Don't you remember? During the summer tournament.
Oh, yeah. That's when he had that case of pink eye and missed all his putts.
Coming down harder.
I don't know why you make such a fuss over a little rain. My goodness, though, it's raining.
What are you going to do today?
Diane Courtney and I are going to Greenwich Village to look at some paintings.
All day it just had to rain and I want to play golf.
What does the paper say about the weather today?
I couldn't read it.
Why?
It was all wet.
Come on, Daddy. What are you doing? He's looking at the rain, dear. Oh, I don't know what to do this morning. Daddy, what are you going to do?
I was going to play golf.
I wonder why it rains in the city on weekends.
Because I was going to play Bob Hendricks.
Do you think it'll stop?
Doesn't look like it.
Gee, Buffy and I wanted to go to Jones Beach swimming. I guess this spoils it. I'll get it. Harry, why don't you get away from the window? You know when it stops.
All right.
Hello? Nobody's shooting. Who? Oh, just a minute. Lois, telephone. Who is it? It's Adam Englehart. I can't talk to him now. My face is dripping. Find out what he wants.
She can't talk. Her face is dripping. She's had her face stuck out the window, turned toward the clouds.
Judy, what does he want? He wants to talk to you. It's impossible. My face is dripping.
Oh, dry up and answer the phone.
Sorry, that's no way to talk to my daughter.
It's my daughter, too.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Lois, telephone.
What has she got her face stuck out the window for?
She says the raindrops are good for the skin.
Oh, ridiculous.
Face feels so alive.
Lois, it's wet enough outside without you walking around with your face dripping.
Lovely Lois hasn't enough sense to come in out of the rain.
Judy.
Lois, you better answer the phone.
Mother, you don't answer a phone right away and let someone think you're anxious to hear from them.
Can I talk to them a while?
Never mind. I'm going to answer.
You know, Daddy, in Delhi, India, they have 50 inches of rain. I wonder what they do during the rainy season.
Hello, Adam.
I don't care what they do, but it's certainly spoiling my day today.
Oh, I know it is, Adam, but it'll stop, and then we can play tennis.
And the rainy season there, Harry, lasts 7 months or so. What do they do for recreation?
Well, they don't play golf.
Oh, but I planned on it, Adam. I gave up my riding lesson, my archery lesson, my volleyball lesson, my skeet shooting lesson.
Don't forget your... your tree climbing lesson, Lois.
Not my tree climbing lesson? Am I? No!
No, somebody must have cut in on us.
Harry, they play polo in India. How did they do that with all that rain?
Water polo.
Oh.
Oh, all right. We won't play then. Goodbye, Adam. Gee, how am I going to have anything to do today? The courts are flooded.
Well, I haven't anything to do either. I was supposed to go to Jones Beach.
Well, you're all in the same boat.
Grace,
I'm in the living room, Hilda.
Grace, you think this is going to keep up all day?
I don't know, Hilda.
Well, it just ruins my day. I try to get ahead with the laundry. I got it all done. Can't get it into the dryers downstairs. It's locked.
Well, you can take it down tomorrow.
Well, I've got a million things to do, and there's a kitchen full of wet wash. But if Mr. Graves doesn't have a clean shirt, he's going to walk around here complaining.
Oh, no, I won't.
Doesn't sound like it's stopping.
Oh, yes, you will, Mr. Graves. I can just see you tomorrow sitting around saying, "Where's my clean white shirt?"
I won't, Hilda. I have some extra sport shirts.
You say that now, but come tomorrow. I'll get the blame. Why didn't Hilda do my laundry? Why don't I have a white shirt?
Hilda, we are not interested in your laundry problem. If you can't dry it today, you can do it tomorrow.
Tomorrow is my day off.
Dry it Monday. Who cares?
You won't have to, Hilda. By that time, it'll be dry.
Well, I can't have that wet wash lying around the kitchen, that's all. I can hardly move out there or get into my room.
Well, move out. Nobody's stopping you.
Oh, I think I'll go to my room and put my head out the window some more. My skin seems to be falling asleep.
Mistress, I try to do a little extra work. Get something done and not just waste my time.
Oh, I know, Hilda, and we appreciate it.
I wasn't doing this for myself, you know. I was doing it for you. And yet that man, your husband, is cold-hearted enough to ask me to leave.
Oh, I didn't mean it that way, Hilda.
And I just might leave, too.
You might?
Yes, except it's raining.
I think I see the sun, Hilda.
No, you don't, Daddy. It's coming down harder than ever. Why don't you get on with your other things, Hilda, and forget about the laundry?
Well, how can I with Mr. Graves' big, fat, flowered pajamas staring me in the face in the laundry basket?
Judy, dear, will you hand me that magazine? That Life? Here you are, Mother. It's an old one. Thank you, dear. Oh, this is the one with the picture of the little girl in it. Now, who penciled those big, black, bushy eyebrows on this little girl? Harry, have you been doodling again?
I don't doodle.
Yes, you do, Daddy. Don't you remember the time you put earrings on Clark Gable in Photoplay magazine?
Well, I just wanted to see how he'd look.
Yes, Harry, you're always doing it.
Well, no, I'm not doing it now.
I know you're not, but you're always doing it.
All right.
I think I'm going to write Grandmother while I'm not doing anything. Oh, that's good, Judy. Why don't you do that? Yeah, I think I will. Harry, I wish you'd sit down instead of staring out the rain. Staring at it is going to stop it.
Where's the pen? Not in the desk. I can't find it.
It's in the desk, Judy. It's there somewhere.
Oh, it isn't. I gotta have a pen if I'm gonna write Grandmother.
Oh, there it is, on the Modern Screen magazine, Judy.
Oh. You see, Harry, you do doodle.
I do not doodle.
You do too doodle.
All right, I like to doodle. I like to doodle. I love to doodle. I love to doodle.
Then you'll want the pen, Daddy. Why don't we call Grandmother? That's a good idea. Why don't we? We haven't called her for a long time.
No, you just don't call someone in Kansas out of the blue like that, Grace.
It isn't blue. It's blackout.
Besides, she might not be home.
Oh, she'd be home, Harry. She never goes out in the rain.
It is raining here. Because it's raining here, Grace, doesn't mean it's raining in Kansas.
But it might be, Daddy. Your father's right, dear. He went to Yale. You mean we're not going to call? No, dear. We ought to let her know in advance. No, we're not going to call. Gee, I have nothing to do. Well, you don't have to do something, Judy. Now, read a book or listen to the radio or just forget about it, Rady. I'll get it.
I'm not doing anything.
No, I'll get it. I'm not doing anything either.
I heard it first, Dad.
Harry, you're
laughing like a baby.
Well, I wanted to play golf, and gee whiz.
Oh. Oh, hello, Mrs. Gaynor. Yes, she's here. Just a minute. Mother, it's for you. It's Mrs. Gaynor.
Oh, good. She said she called out. What time she picked me up?
Come on. Thank you.
Oh, hello, Diane. Oh, yes, it is.
What?
Well, you aren't going to let a little rain stop us. Well, I know it's coming down.
Oh, well, all right, Diane, if you don't want to.
All right, okay. Bye, Diane.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, what's the matter?
Diane doesn't want to go to look at the painting.
She doesn't?
No.
Now, I haven't a thing to do today. I don't know why we just sit around and talk about it. It just makes you feel worse. As long as we're here together, why don't we just enjoy one another's company until it stops?
That's right, Harry.
Well, how do you suggest we enjoy one another's company?
We don't try to figure it out, Daddy. We're adults, and we're related to one another. We shouldn't have to plan what we're going to talk about. Everything should just be natural. You forget about your golf game, and I'll forget about going swimming at Jones Beach, and Mother can forget about her shopping for painting.
Well, you know, I think Jude is right, Grace. We have been making too much out of it.
Of course we have. Huh? So it's raining. Can't go on forever. It's kind of cozy here at that, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Daddy, why don't you make a fire?
We haven't got a fireplace.
Can't you use your imagination?
You use yours, Judy. Grace, are you through with the magazine?
No, I'll be through with it in a minute, dear. I think I will write Grandmother.
Oh, why did it have to rain today?
Lois, what are you doing? What have you got on?
A bathing suit. I'm going to let the rain get on my face. I can't let my clothes get wet.
Hey, that's a good idea. If we want something to do, why don't we all put on our bathing suits and dangle out the window?
Grace, I am not going to sit around this house with Lois in a bathing suit.
Yes, Lois, now go change. And I think we all ought to get our minds on something else.
You're right. But I sure would have liked to have played golf today.
Friends, this is Jimmy Wallington. You know, many great men have attained the highest office in our land, the presidency of the United States. Can you guess the name of this man? He was born in Pennsylvania in 1791. After graduating from college, he studied law and later served 11 years in Congress. President Andrew Jackson sent him as a special ambassador to Russia, and he later served as Secretary of State under President James K. Polk. President Zachary Taylor and Millard Fillmore did not make use of his considerable talents, but President Franklin Pierce sent him to England as United States Minister, where he was distinguished by his dignified conduct of the affairs of his office. He returned to America in 1856 as the chosen candidate of his party for the presidency and was elected by a large majority. And you should have his name by now, but in case you don't, here's one more important clue. The questions of slavery and states' rights were the paramount issues of his administration. While claiming that the states had no right to secede, he denied the power of the federal government to prevent their doing so. Yes, he was James Buchanan, 15th President of the United States. His life is part of your American heritage.
Before lunch, and the rain is still coming down. But the family has decided to forget about it. They're still in the living room where Judy is seated at the piano.
That was very nice, Judy. Would you like me to play it again?
And never mind, dear. That's the fifth time you've gone through it.
But it's taken your mind off the rain, hasn't it?
Yes.
Yes, it has, Harry.
No, it hasn't. No, I've been watching it.
That's not fair,
I can't sit here with my eyes closed and my ears plugged up.
I've forgotten all about it.
Mother, have you any emery boards? I think I'll do my nails.
I think there's some in the cabinet.
No,
well, I'll get them. Daddy, you still really thinking about the rain?
Yes.
I've completely forgotten about it.
Judy, 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 do you have to play that?
No.
I think I'll read a book.
I think I'll read one, too. Where's that book, The Last Resort? It's a good read today, something like...
Is it, Harry?
Yes.
I think I'll read it.
But I wanted to read it.
Then I won't have anything to do.
All right, you read it. Well, at least that isn't the same tune.
Yes, it is, Daddy. I'm just playing it backwards. See?
Judy, never mind, dear. Never mind.
Harry, you're going to be so jumpy. Here, you read the book.
They were in the cabinet, Mother.
I think I'll do my nails, too. May I have one of the emery boards?
Yes, here, Mother.
Oh, it seems to be a pretty good book here. Aunt Lois, can I sit in the big chair if you're going to do your nails?
Oh, sure, Dad. I'll sit over here with Mother.
Thank you.
See? Without even knowing it, we all have something to do. Time will just pass without us knowing it. Mother and Lois doing their nails, and I'm going to sit here at the piano and sing. Isn't it nice?
Yes, it is.
Do you and Lois have to do that? I'm trying to read. Trying to read.
I'm sorry. Pay no attention to us. Just pay attention to your reading.
I'll try. If you're going to fix your nails, do it a little more quietly. Grace. Lois.
Harry,
can't see out the window. Hilda's unmentionables are blocking the view. I wonder why she likes green stripes.
Oh, all right, you sit over here with the towels. I'll sit over there. Oh, that's fussy. I'll let her in.
Hi, Judy.
Hi, Fuss.
Say, what's going on in here? Where is everybody?
We're here. Just pick up a towel and try to find us. It's a new rainy afternoon gale.
Oh, Harry. We had to hang the laundry inside today, Fussy.
Gee, with all these sheets and pillowcases and tablecloths, a person could go snowblind in here.
Come on in.
All right. Oh, peekaboo, Mr. Graves.
Peekaboo.
Still raining, Puppet?
Pouring. Spoiled everything for everybody today. What have you been doing?
Nothing.
I just had to leave the apartment. Couldn't stand it. The rain's put my father in an awful disposition. He looks at the rain and says, oh, those wonderful chasers going to waste.
We've stopped talking about the rain, Fluffy. What is to be, is to be. And you just have to make the best of it.
I guess so. Where's lovely Lois? She have a date? I'm here. Oh, you are? Where? Over here, behind the long woolen underwear. Long woolen underwear? Who's in those?
Mine.
Careful, Harry. You're going to knock down that laundry. Daddy wore those when he went fishing last week. It's cold in the morning.
Gee, isn't anybody going to ask me to take my raincoat off?
Why don't you, Fuss?
Is she staying, Grace?
I don't know. I can't see her from here. Would you really want me to stay, Judy?
Well, sure. Nice to have company on a rainy day.
Thanks, Judy. And you don't have to talk to me, Mr. Graves, if you don't want to. I won't be any bother at all.
Good.
You won't even know I'm here.
Fine.
I'll be as quiet as a mouse.
Great.
It'll be just like your
all
own...
All right, all right.
Oh, what are we going to do today, Judy? Just sit around?
We don't have to. Mother, why don't we all do something together? Like a game or something.
Well, yes, why don't we? Maybe we could play some cards.
Cards? With Judy and Fuffy?
Well, we won't play for money, Mr. Graves. My father doesn't allow me to gamble with strangers.
I think it's just the kind of a day for a lotto.
Lotto?
Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful game, Daddy. Lois, will you play?
Anything.
Mother, would you play?
Well, it's kind of crowded in here, Judy.
Oh, we could play right in the middle of the room on the floor. Just sit there and be real cozy-like.
Well, we could at that. Harry, come on. Why don't we play with them?
Lotto?
Yes, Daddy. It's so much fun. I'll show you how.
Lotto?
Oh, anybody can play it, Mr. Graves. It doesn't take any brains. You'll catch on in no time.
Lotto?
I'll go get the set. You all get over in the middle of the floor.
Come on, Harry.
It'll pass the time. It might be fun.
Now, don't be a wet blanket.
Oh, that was humorous.
Lotto.
Have that number. Cover it on the card.
I know.
24.
Oh, I've got that.
45. Harry, you have that.
I can see the numbers, Grace.
19.
Lotto.
I have it too. Lotto.
But Fuffy said it first.
Doesn't make any difference.
The way we play it does, Daddy.
Oh, no. That's the way I've always played it.
I thought you said you never played it, Mr. Graves.
Gee, that's 20 games for you, Fuff. You've nearly tied with me. Well, let's start again.
I've got it.
49. Harry, you've got it. Watch your card.
I'm watching my card. Oh, I've got to get up and stretch.
All right. Get up and stretch. 24. Oh, Harry, go down. You got it.
63. Lotto!
Gee. 18 games for Lois, 24 for me,
17 for Mother and 22 for Buck. Let's go again. Daddy, you better watch your cards more.
Don't you understand it yet, Mr. Graves?
I understand it.
Okay, let's go again. Oh, gee, the afternoon's just going like mad.
Grace, you've got it.
I know it.
75.
Lotto.
Let's change our cards. I'll take a low card this time.
Mind if I take the longer down? I won't disturb you. Why, you all look so happy and contented there.
No, you can go ahead, Hilda.
I won't bother you now, will I?
No, no, no. Is it still raining out, Hilda?
Raining? Oh, my, no. Stopped hours ago. 2 hours.
2 hours ago? Why didn't you tell me?
Well, you all look so happy and satisfied there playing with one another, I didn't want to spoil your fun. Now you go right ahead, Miss Graves. Don't let me disturb you.
Do you want to call this time, Daddy?
Yes, I do. 48, 64, 97, 83.
Daddy, don't play it so seriously. You're getting blue in the face. Maybe we ought to stop.
We're playing till midnight. And Hilda, take a card.
What?
Take one.
Stories by Sally Benson is written for radio by Henry Garson. Mr. Garson directs. In the cast are Barbara Whiting.
I'm Judy Graves.
Gail Gordon.
Harry Graves.
Sarah Selby.
Mrs. Graves.
Peggy Knudsen.
Judy Speaks is still on.
Myra Marsh.
The Graves' maid, Hilda.
And Beverly Wills.
Buffy Adams.
The music was composed and played by Bill Sobronsky. Johnny Jacobs inviting you to listen to Junior Miss, transcribed again next week at this same time.